We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter Sapp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. We want to get his thoughts as more scrutiny gets paid to the Obama plan, as well as the Congressional Democratic Majority plan to deal with the ongoing economic crisis. One of the plans that has been thrown out there by Democratic members of Congress is to place different policies on your 401k plans. And Pete's with us now to talk about what is being suggested. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
There are obviously many people who take advantage of the 401k plan. There are many firms that match whatever their employees put into that account each month, although that number of companies that is doing that seems to be dwindling a little bit. What exactly are some of the ideas out there from Democratic members of Congress and even the Obama campaign about what ought to happen with that?
During hearings in Congress earlier this year on the whole topic of retirement savings, one of the witnesses, actually several of them, suggested that perhaps we should turn the 401k system into a semi-governmental entity, namely that every worker would have a mandatory personal retirement account, and the government itself, in essence taxpayers in the U.S. Treasury, would put in a certain amount of matching contributions for the workers' own contributions. That would, of course, necessitate repealing most of the tax deductions and tax-free status of contributions and the growth of contributions in the accounts. And that's something that worries a lot of people because employers, for example, offer matches to these 401ks many times because the tax benefit exists for them. If that's taken away, most employers will simply say, well, the government's going to do this. I'm just getting out of the business altogether. And that may not produce the kind of boost in savings for retirement that the advocates of this plan want.
I know we're just talking about this in theory, and maybe all the numbers haven't been run on this, Pete, but even if the government only puts forward a portion of what workers put into that account, how big could that bill run?
Well, Al Franken, the Senate candidate in Minnesota, has proposed a somewhat more specific plan called the 401U rather than the 401K, and some modeling work has been done on that, and it's estimated that roughly $60 billion a year in federal outlays would be needed to have about the same level of matching contributions and worker participation that there is today in the 401Ks. If they want more, well, obviously, that's going to be a lot higher. And again, those are not tax deductions. In other words, revenues that the Treasury never sees. These are direct outlays, expenditures, just like anything else in the federal budget.
Pete, in terms of what the taxpayers might have to deal with, I know there's an implication on those who hold Roth accounts as well.
Yes, certainly. This is the problem with tax policy in that Congress just seems unable and unwilling to keep its hands collectively off the tax code year after year. And so all these changes keep occurring, things like patches for the alternative minimum tax, energy tax incentives. This whole new policy, if it were instituted, would have a dramatic impact on the taxpayers who invested, for example, in a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA. There may very well be tax policies enacted that would affect those individual retirement accounts, and people made a lot of investment decisions based on the tax implications, or at least it was one factor. When those implications change in midstream, and we're talking about a long-term saving vehicle here, like a Roth IRA, that's unfair to millions of citizens. Congress is going to have a lot of problems on its hands if this policy moves forward.
Pete, I know your members have a problem in general with government intrusion into their lives. Given what we've seen in light of the bailout, call for a second economic stimulus package, and now talk about this, not to mention what would happen if the Obama tax plan would be put into effect. What are we seeing here in terms of government involvement in our lives?
We're seeing an unprecedented government intrusion into our own personal finance decisions. It could easily be the case, if this new 401k plan goes forward, that the government matches to workers' contributions would come with a strings attached. You might, for example, have to invest it in more conservative funds. You might have to invest it partially in Treasury bonds, money that you owe to yourself anyway. it would be a rather strange occurrence. But again, with federal money comes federal control.
Pete, fascinating to learn about. Thanks so much for helping to make it understandable for us.
Thank you. Take care.
Peter Sepp is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. A reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.